Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first. Because he first. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. We take nothing for granted, but we come with sincere appreciation, Father, thanking you for life, for health, for strength, all your blessings that surround us, a roof over our head, clothes on our bodies, shoes on our feet, food on our cupboards, the gift of salvation, a host of angels, the precious Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the body of Christ, the power of your word, an open heaven. Father God, and the list goes on and on and on and on. We say thank you. We bless you. We glorify you. And we magnify you, your name, forever, forever, and forevermore. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. All the ministry partners and their families, we thank you for them one by one, name by name, Father, in Jesus' name. All of our audience, listening audience around the globe, we thank you for these men and women, Father. We ask that you would give them the desire to grow and to their full salvation. And those who are not saved, give them the will to be saved, in Jesus' name. Bless our services today, Father. That the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, and that you will receive all the glory, the honor, and all of the praise, Father. You and you alone will be glorified and your people edified. And we say thank you, God, for this, and thank you for everything, in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power. And our soul says amen and amen and amen. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We especially want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here this morning. We invite you to please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. In Jesus' name, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. There's no time and no distance in the spirit. Amen. Amen. And amen. To God be praise. To God be glory. And to God be honor. Amen. 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 We have been teaching on power for the last several weeks. Amen. So we're still there looking at that. Amen. Yesterday, we see how power, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, we have to put love to the power. You have to put love to the power in order for power to be power, and in order for power to be effective. Nothing is done without love. Nothing much. Nothing much. Amen. Will ever be done or sustained, amen, without, amen, love. And so we thank God for that. So, amen. We want to bless the Lord. Amen. So, amen. We are winding down one theme and moving into the other. I want to pull your attention this morning to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 6, 2 Samuel 6, verse 6. And it reads like this. But when they arrived at the threshing floor of Nacon, the oxen stumbled. And Ezra reached out his hand and studied the art of God. Then the Lord's anger was aroused against Ezra, and God struck him dead because of this. So Ezra died right there beside the ark of God. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, can you imagine the power that must have been in that ark? The Bible speaks about the ark, glory be to God, hallelujah, was rocking a little bit as they, the children of Israel was carrying it. And this man by the name of Ezra, amen, he reached out to, you know, to make sure it didn't fall. You know, I mean, he was, I guess he was trying to be helpful, whatever, amen. But he touched the ark. And the Bible tells us that he died because of that touch. Glory be to God. I have to write something down. The Holy Spirit just gave me something. So that was a touch, amen, that killed. Amen, it killed him. Glory be to God. So can you imagine for that to happen, the power that was in the ark? Glory be to God. When he reached out and touched the ark, the Bible says he died instantly. Not the next day, not the next week, not the next month, not the next year, but he died instantly. Why? Why? You might say, well, why? 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 Well, number one, beloved, the ark of God was holy. Ooh, thank God for holiness. I hear the Spirit saying, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. The ark of God was holy, and Ezra was not. He was not a holy man. Oh, you got to be real careful. Oh, he said, touch not, handle not, taste not. Oh, you got to be real, real careful when you're trying to touch holy things. Oh, my God, you got, oh, Lord have mercy. It's so dangerous to play. It is so dangerous, amen, to be lukewarm. It is so dangerous to be hypocritical. It is so dangerous to even not even know God. It is so dangerous. Beloved, can you imagine all of the unsaved people that's trying to pastor and trying to preach and trying to teach and praying for other people and doing missionary work and this and that and that and this and this and, this and the other? And unholy, amen, hallelujah, unholy is all get out, amen, practicing sin, glory be to God, hallelujah. Our Bishop Lambert shared with us, amen, glory be to God, this pastor, amen, and he was an evangelist, and he would travel from city to city and city to city and preach, and afterwards, he would always go over to some woman's house, so they would, you know, these silly women, the Bible call them. God, then let's live for God, and God is going to help you to do that. If you ain't ready to live for God, look, don't go to hell from the church. Just go on. God respects your no, even though you're going to have to pay for your no, but he respects your no more than you trying to play God, because you ain't really playing God, because God can't be played, because really you're playing yourself. Glory be to God. So in other words, beloved, if anything unholy had touched the ark of God, it died instantly. Where life is, death cannot survive. And the second thing, beloved, see, was the ark of God was full of God himself. Wherever the ark went, the power and the presence of God went as well. So do you see where I'm going with this morning, beloved? Because of Jesus' sacrifice, the Bible says that God moved out of the box and he moved into you. Ah, come on, somebody. Woo, hallelujah. Ah, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. Now you are the vessel of God. So when sickness tries to touch you, it sure gets zapped like a bug touching a bug zapper. Death cannot survive when it touches the life of God. The flu should think twice about stopping by your house for a visit because it knows what is inside. COVID should think twice about stopping past your house for a visit because it knows what is inside. Glory be to God. Beloved, we even see this at a deeper level, amen, where this man of God, hallelujah, had the power, God's power, so engrossed in God's power that he died with the power. Turn to with me in your Bibles, amen, to 2 Kings chapter 13. And I'm going to read in verse number 20. It says, Elisha died and was buried. Now, Moabite raiders used to enter the country every spring. Once, while some Israelites were burying a man, suddenly they saw a band of raiders, so they threw the man's body into Elijah's tomb. When the body touched Elijah's bone, the man came to life and stood up on his feet. Oh, my God, Suki, 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 Suki. Power to the bones. Come on now. Come on. Yesterday, amen, hallelujah. Brother Reed, amen, talked about truth to power. Glory be to God, hallelujah. We summed that up to love to power. Now we talking about power to the bones. Glory be to God. So we see here, glory be to God, the ark of God. Amen, which was holy, the ark of God, amen, where God lived to the full, amen, glory be to God. We see, beloved, amen, where Jesus has did the same thing for us, amen. Now, the beautiful part here about Elijah, this was even before Jesus came. Glory be to God. And this man, so in love with God, so obedient to God, walking in faith, walking in obedience, walking in love, amen, glory be to God, that when he died, glory be to God, the Bible says, amen, they was having another burial, amen, in the cemetery, burying somebody else who had died, amen, but they got afraid when they saw the raiders coming, because they wasn't ready to die, because everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. So what they did is they took the dead corpse, because they had to hurry up and get out of there. They just threw it into Elijah's tomb. And when the dead corpse touched the bones, that means that Elijah had been dead for a while. Amen. Glory be to God. It says, hallelujah, hallelujah, that the dead man, amen, came back to life. Power to the bones. My God. Oh, glory be. Father, look, saints, amen. We want to thank God as we have entered into this Lent season. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Which Lent recalls the suffering of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know the story, and we're going to be talking about it some more. Amen. As we're coming up, amen, on Easter and resurrection. Amen. But beloved, what we want to show you here this morning, amen, and talking about our power, amen, to the bones, amen, that even in death, Elijah was dead, and it takes a while. I know somebody that works at a cemetery, glory be to God, huh? Hallelujah. Now, hear them cemetery stories, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, and it takes a while, amen, and sometimes when they resume those bodies, amen, hallelujah, the only thing in some of those caskets, amen, is the bones and the hair. It's amazing. The hair don't go nowhere. But the flesh is gone. Everything else is gone. They got the bones. They got the hair and the clothes. They got the clothes. The bones is wearing the clothes. And they got the hair. But beloved, what we see here and what the Lord is showing us, in our death, our bodies are still united to Christ. When you live with the power, you die with the power. The power does not disappear. Glory be to God. When we take our last breath, glory, when you live with the power, you walk with the power, you die with the power. When you live with Christ, you die with Christ. Christ is the power. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Oh, hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. And so we see this in Elijah's life. Elijah was a man full of power, died with the power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our bodies belong to Christ, beloved. Hallelujah. In life and in death. And I'm going to show you another scripture in a minute. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when you read about Elijah, amen, you hear about the widow's oil. All right. We always talk about the woman with the oil. Amen. And the vessels of oil. Amen. And how Elijah, amen, he raised the Shunammite son. Amen. And how he sent Naaman the leper, amen, to dip in the Jordan River. Amen. We read about the floating axe head. Amen. The feeding of 100 and the healing of water. Amen. Glory be to God. But very, very, very rarely do we hear anybody teach, amen, hallelujah, about, amen, the dead bones. We talk about the valley of Ezekiel, the valley of dry bones. But here, this is where a dead man touched another dead man, and the dead man was resurrected because of the power to the bones in the bones. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. Now, this man was not brought to the graveyard for this reason. Glory be to God. This is not the aim and the purpose that they brought him to the graveyard. This was an unexpected emergency. Glory be to God. So there was no reason for them to start honoring Elijah and hailing Elijah like they want to hail Mary. Glory be to God, and make Elijah some god. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, my second point, and I'm coming back to the first point, that in our death, our bodies are still united to Christ. This is why this was able to happen. Glory be to God, that when you live in the power, you die in the power. Glory be to God. But all the power to work miracles is found in Christ alone. Hallelujah. And not in what man has done. Hallelujah. And this is why this was no reason to honor Elijah. It's just like it's no reason for anyone to be honoring you or honoring me when we do something in Jesus' name. All the glory goes to God. All the honor goes to him. Glory be to God. We dare not, hallelujah, steal his glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. There's nothing weaker, amen, hallelujah, than dead bones. Because dead bones is just that, just dead bones. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us, beloved, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 27, amen, hallelujah, how God has chosen the weak things. God has chosen the powerless things. Amen, hallelujah. Go there with me, amen, for a minute this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians, amen, hallelujah, chapter number 1. Verse number 27, it says this, hallelujah, it says this, but God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised have God chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that they are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Hallelujah. God takes the foolish things, beloved, even weak bones, even dead bones. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. To bring glory unto himself. Hallelujah. Power to the bones. Hallelujah. Beloved, in death, our bodies, hallelujah, are still united with Christ. Why? Because the Bible tells us, amen, that we shall be resurrected. Ah, come on, somebody. You want to see why your dead body and your dead bones mean something to God? Amen. Hallelujah. And the power in your bones, because 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says this. Hallelujah. Starting in verse number 42. Hallelujah. so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. That was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is of the Lord from heaven. And as is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And is as the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have born the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, somebody say, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Somebody say changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. Oh, yes, beloved. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In death, our bodies are still united with Christ because we're going to be resurrected with some new bodies. Hey, my God, my God. And corruption shall take on incorruption. Hey, oh, this robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Flesh and blood shall not enter into heaven, but we're going in. Glory be to God. So not only is Christ concerned about your spirit, not only is he concerned about your soul, but he's concerned about your body. Beloved, let me tell you this. When you live right, heaven belongs to you. Well, hallelujah. When you walk right, heaven belongs to you. When you do right, heaven belongs to you. Glory be to God. When you live with Christ, you die with Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is why there was power to the bones. This was power to the bones. beloved. Amen. Where is the power in your life? Where is the power? Hallelujah. We used to sing a song growing up. Hallelujah. Power. Power. Wonder working power. Hallelujah. In the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Would you be free from burdens of sin? There is power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Do you have the power, beloved? Hallelujah. Let me ask you another question. Do you want it? Do you want it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, when that dunamis power fails, that Holy Ghost power, that power from heaven, the power, hallelujah, for change, the power for deliverance, the power to help us to live in the spirit, walk in the spirit, the power that we can do miracles in Jesus' name, the power, glory be to live holy, glory be to God, the power, glory be to God, glory be to God, power to the bones, power to the bones, hallelujah, glory be to God. I got one more scripture and I'm finished here, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, yeah, my God, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah. First Thessalonians, chapter number 5, amen, verse number 23, hallelujah, thank you, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Somebody say holy. We're not talking about, amen, no holes in your clothes. We're talking about holy with a W, W-H-O-L-L-Y. And I pray God, your whole spirit, somebody say spirit, your whole soul, somebody say soul, and your body. You see? God is concerned about your bones. Hey, don't make me come back tomorrow and take you, amen, to the valley of dry bones. Amen. He says here, I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Power to the bones. Jeremiah said it's like fire shut up in my bones. Our evangelist Nancy would say something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change in my life. Power. Power to the bone. Dunamis power, Holy Ghost power, power, power. You can't power, you can't play with this power. This is why the guy who touched the ark died. Oh, that's why he died. That's why a lot of, amen, other folks dying too. Huh? The Bible says, amen, when you take Holy Communion and you ain't living right, he said some of you sleep. He's not talking about you going to bed at night and waking up in the morning. He's talking about somebody that had a service for you, baby. Power. Power that the devil's afraid of. He's afraid. He's scared. Why? Because greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. Power even to the bones. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Whoo! Like fire shut up in our bones. And the fire is in our bones. The power is in our bones. You're concerned about the bones. Whoo! You're concerned about everything. Absolutely every parcel of DNA that composes us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we say thank you. Thank you that your word will not return into your void. Father, help us to remember, hallelujah, that we're going to be resurrected one day. How these same body we die with is going to be resurrected from the grave. Hallelujah. And mortals going to take on immortality. Help us to treat our bodies right. Help us to treat our bodies right, to prosper and be in good health as our soul prospers. In Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. And God's word will never, ever, ever return into him void, but it always will accomplish everything that he has called it out, sent it out to do. Amen and amen. We want to invite you to come and meet us at the prayer altar today at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Eastern time. Amen. Glory be to God. Call in at the top of the hour if you can. If you possibly can, that's better. Because once the prayer warrior starts praying, they start praying. They're not going to stop praying to take your prayer request. That happened to us, amen, one day last week, and we had to rectify that real quickly, amen, in Jesus' name. Because if one person do it, somebody else going to try to do it. Amen, glory. And if one person do it, they're going to think it's okay to do it, so they're going to call in late, amen, call in when, and then want to interrupt the prayer warrior to give a prayer request. No, that's decent. That's not decent, and that's not in order. And God is a God of decency and order. That's why if I'm someplace and there's a whole lot of stuff going on and it ain't no order, I'm out. I'm in the background. I'm in the cut, because guess what? God ain't there. And I don't want to be no place God is not. Amen. What about you? Amen. All right. Hallelujah. We want everybody to have a good day today. Amen. Go out. Amen. With Jesus on your mind. Hallelujah. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Cancel bad news, tears, sorrow. Father God, accidents, incidents, calamities, premature death, fires, gas explosions, bad news. Father God, order our steps. Order our steps, Father God, and help us to be obedient. To walk with you. If you say no, help us to wait until you say yes. It's okay, Father. You might be changing our plans for a reason. Matter of fact, if you are changing our plans, it is for a reason, because you're very intentional. Father God, help us not to put our plans before your plans. In Jesus' name, anoint the prayer warriors as they come to serve today, Father God. Anoint them with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Keep them safe, Father God. Even those who call in to touch and agree, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you. We thank you, Father. We want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. If you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, start right now and invite you. Amen. Glory be to God to bring some power in your life. God is the power. He is the power. Glory be to God. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. That's all. Just ask him to forgive you. Glory be to God. Ask him. And he will. And he will. Amen. That anger and all that unforgiveness is rotting your bones. It's rotting your bones. And you need to bring some power. Amen. And he is the power. Just ask him to forgive you. Accept Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior. And he will do it. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords, and he is the King of kings. Amen, amen. And amen. All right, everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a good day. Meet you at the altar of prayer today. Amen. Lord's willing. If not, tomorrow morning. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll meet in the middle of the sky. Meet you in heaven. We're going to meet you somewhere. And it's going to be somewhere good. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive his glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord,
Lord,
you
are welcome.
Lift those hands, lift them. Say, send your anointing.